This is Father David Celery with this week's Focus, Ever Ready. Dear friends, the scientific community got a terrible shock a while back. You see, it turns out that Einstein may have gotten it wrong big time. You see, the speed of light may not be the universal constant that he thought it was. Scientists have successfully fired subatomic particles faster than the speed of light. So in one shot, the brilliant theory on which all modern physics has been built is exposed as potentially flawed. I know change is unsettling. Profound change is profoundly unsettling. Think of the waves of change that have swept through the church in the last 100 years. And yet we have a universal constant that will never prove flawed. I know with absolute certainty that you and I are saved by the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. I know that in baptism, the light of God's grace was ignited in my heart, and it's meant to burn there forever. Which brings us to the lesson of this week's gospel. We've been given the light of grace, but it's up to each one of us to tend the flame, to keep it burning. As shown in this week's parable, things will not go well for anyone who takes God's gifts for granted. You see, we're never meant to put God's grace on cruise control and go our merry way. We're charged to be active, to be faithful, well, to be ever ready, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The wise maidens, they knew this. They lit their lamps in immediate anticipation, but they also laid in a store of oil to stay ever ready. The foolish maidens, well, the foolish maidens thought that they could take life on their own terms and live it on their own schedules. They found that God is not to be taken for granted. He doesn't march to our beat. He's not some doting, distant relative that we're obliged to visit on the holidays and then casually neglect. You see, God is at the center of our ever-expanding, ever-evolving universe, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustaining Spirit. We know that God is infinitely loving and merciful, but clearly, as we see in this parable, He's also infinitely just. In this week's gospel, Jesus reminds us that while His saving grace is a gift outright, it also has an obligation. After baptism, we're never meant to put our faith on ice, to file and forget it. We're called to be alert, and more than alert, we must be engaged. We must protect our faith, nurture it, share it, project it. Christianity, it's not a spectator sport. You see, God expects us to carry our cross, to take to the field, to give it our very, very best shot, this day and every day. From the Mayans to Nostradamus, there's been wild speculation on a precise date for the world's demise. While that topic is light years above my pay grade, I do know that God does have a time quite certain for my own earthly demise, and for yours too. God knows the day and the hour. The catch is we don't. He expects us to be ever ready, tending the light He gave us, until He calls us home. He expects us to make the most of the time that He gives us, actively building His kingdom in prayer, in fellowship, in service, one day at a time. Live every day like it's your last. Google that phrase and you'll get some 30 million hits. It seems that the certainty of death is never far from mind. It's our essential anxiety. But Jesus assures us, be not afraid. Far more certain than the speed of light, God's revealed truth is the one absolutely that you can bet your life on. You see, even Einstein allowed, God doesn't play dice with the universe. Clearly, there's purpose and direction in all of creation. In Romans 8:28, Paul captures the essence of that universal order when he writes, "All things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to His purpose." His purpose? Well, it's for us to be faithful, to wait on the Lord, to keep our lamps burning. Life in Christ is a lifelong commitment to vigilance. It's a marathon, not a sprint. He's on His way, but at His own pace and His own time. Wait for Him, work for Him, welcome Him every day. My friends, be ever ready. It's the only reason that we're here. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.